Hi, morning.
Frankly, I don't know whether to be excited or depressed about the next 10 minutes because I haven't yet bought a house and you're telling me it's going to age me. It's so stressful it's going to age me. I'm having a baby, Phil. I don't need any more aging on my face, you know?
Okay.
Oxfordshire as well, I'm sure you know. It's like the little cardboard box costs about £100,000 and then you go upwards from there, essentially.
Well, that's because it's very nice.
Yeah, it's true.
And that is the difficulty of living in a beautiful spot is that lots of other people want to live there and therefore it is expensive. Are you looking for a house at the moment?
I think we're going to have the baby first.
Right, yes.
In the
probably
list
quite
of stressful
sensible.
Things to do. Because we rent at the moment, but then we will be looking for a house. Already it's just like you look at what you want and what you can afford. And I think there's... Has there always got to be a compromise? You guys seem to be able to manage it on location.
Well, no, there is always a compromise. And I always describe it like a bit of a jigsaw. And you've got to fit the pieces together as best you can. They don't always fit. In fact, they don't fit together. You've got the amount of money that you're prepared to spend and the area that you'd like to live in and the space that you need in order to make the move. And it's a question of juggling the three and slotting them together as best you can.
Then there's all the kind of the stress of the emotions involved. And my parents trying to sell their house at the moment. They had a buyer, then the buyer pulled out, which means they lost the house that they were in love with. And you fall in love with places, don't you?
Yes. Sad but true. and I'm always telling people not to fall in love. It's not done until the ink's dry on the contract. Of course, it's difficult. If you find a house, it's difficult to stop yourself becoming emotional about it. But there are three stages in buying a house. One is finding the right house. Two is agreeing the right price. And third, and just as important, is managing the process and getting it through to an exchange of contracts.
Yeah, because, I mean, it does fall through. It happens quite a lot.
About a third of deals fall through. And that's a lot. It's probably more than that at the moment. Too many people, when they're selling, are still wanting top whack for their house. And yet, when it comes to buying, those same people think they can do a deal.
Yeah.
So it doesn't quite tally
up. There's definitely a kind of change of opinion. So, I mean, did you find it affected you guys filming, like, location, you know, that you were struggling to find kind of properties? I mean, you always seem to just be amazing and manage to find the right houses for these people. But was there a point where you thought, God, I don't know whether we can do this at the moment?
There was. When we set out to make the series that we've made this year, we thought this is going to be tough. This is really going to be tough to do the deals and to find enough houses. As it turned out, we did deals on every show that we made, 10 shows, and we did deals on every single one of them. We were very pleasantly surprised that we were able to do as many deals as we did.